Welcome to the pre-departure orientation session. I'm Andre Kostopoulos. I'm the Associate Dean for Student Affairs and Arts, and they couldn't find anyone more exalted, so I guess I'm speaking to you today. My instructions are not to scare you too badly, and to introduce the people who will be talking to you today. Now, pre-departure means you're all going somewhere, and that's pretty exciting. Actually, it is. If I think back 20-some years ago when I was a student, opportunities to do this kind of thing, to travel while you were a student, were actually quite few and far between. And seeing this number of students ready to, you know, to go on a major trip as part of their studies is quite stunning to me. And in fact, I can see the difference that this makes. The fact that more students participate in this kind of activity, I can see the outcome of that in courses. I can see it in seminars. I can see it in papers that people write. I can see that the student population today is, you know, constantly being enriched by this kind of activity, by traveling, by being exposed to new things, new realities, by seeing things that I wouldn't have seen certainly when I was your age. So I think it's a wonderful thing, and I think it's great that you're all participating in that. Now today you'll be hearing from a few people. You'll be hearing from Natalie Klett from the Department of Foreign Affairs, who's in consular information. And consular information is really, consular services. If you've ever been a Canadian abroad in trouble, you'll appreciate the importance of consular services. And that's certainly one use of my tax dollars that I'm absolutely okay with. Consular services, you know, nothing bad to say about them. We'll be hearing from Kimberly Crosby, who's a nurse, health educator from the student services here at McGill, and she'll be, you know, giving you some tips on health while you're traveling. And we'll also be hearing from Sarah Berger Richardson, who's both from the internship office and also a law student here at McGill, and so she'll be telling you about the internship part of this. Now, I think and you'll also be hearing from faculty members who later on, when you go to those breakout sessions, faculty members who have been working and researching and teaching and generally traveling in the parts of the world where you're going, but they've been doing that for, in most cases, many years. So they've been there and they've seen a few things. And hopefully you can learn from their mistakes. Speaking of mistakes, when traveling, when being confronted to new realities and new challenges, one, of course, makes mistakes, and that's normal. And I don't think that anything you're going to hear today is going to actually stop you from making those mistakes. However, what it can do is put you in a position where you actually have the tools, where you're equipped to recognize that you're in the process of making a mistake, or that you've just made it, and then give you the tools to actually contain the situation before it gets very, very bad. So that's the main thing today. You know, when you're confronted with new stuff, new situations, new problems, if you're organized, you'll be better off than if you're not organized. If you've given it some thought beforehand, you'll be better off. And if you've heard from people who've made similar mistakes before, then you're in the best position possible. And in the final extremity, you know, if things are by any chance going very badly, you will have the peace of mind to know that you've signed up on the pre-departure travel registry, and that someone knows where you are and how to find you. So it's very, very important to sign up on the travel registry for this purpose. Okay? It's not Big Brother, it's not somebody trying to keep track of you. It's really so that someone knows to find you if you can't find yourself.